This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 91. Take these 8 actions to move your speaking score from a 6 to a 7. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy episode, we're going to talk about the exact ways you should spend your time moving your speaking score up from a 6 to a 7.
If you are just getting started with your IELTS preparation and you have no idea where to start, the thing you need is a checklist. You can get our free IELTS checklist, which will give you the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN and download your IELTS cheat sheet for free now. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Lindsay. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I'm just getting over a cold here.
I forgot that you had had a cold. Is that almost gone?
It's almost gone. Do you know how I got rid of it?
How? I'm afraid to ask how.
I drank this huge thing of cayenne pepper.
Shut it.
Yeah, not really? No, just one little capsule of cayenne pepper. You put it in water and it actually works. Yeah. It totally clears you out. It's just,
oh, wow.
It really works.
Yeah. Well, no, that makes sense. That's not like a, like it sounds like one of those cleanses that people do, drinking cayenne pepper and olive oil for 2 weeks or something.
No.
It wasn't like that.
No.
Like, this is old school method,
you know? So someone who is like over 40 told me this method. So it's old school.
Oh my God. You know, we're going to be over 40
soon.
And like not that
I know. Yeah.
Long,
like,
Lindsay. We're not spring chickens.
It's scary.
Here.
That's a scary thought. But we're young at heart, so that's all that matters.
40 is the new 20.
40 is the new 20. Brooklyn is the new Manhattan. Orange is the new black. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, but we're still far away from 40. We're young. Okay. So today we have a super awesome topic that I think a lot of people will be interested in.
Oh yeah, this is a hot topic today. Our listeners are going to love this. So let's get into it, Jessica. How do we move from a 6 to a 7 in speaking? Big question.
Gosh. Okay. So this is, I think, the biggest hurdle. Okay. Students can move from a 5 to a 6. You know, just by being good students, honestly, like just putting in the time and effort, doing what your teacher says. Okay. If you're, you know, good, a 6 is like a good student. Okay. In order to move from a 6 to a 7, you really have to personally push yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you exactly what ways to push yourself.
Okay.
What happens here? What's the difference?
Because we've learned that the more, it's not just doing a lot of work, it's doing the right things when we prepare, right? So that's really important. So this is just a starting point, guys. Again, you can't listen to an episode for 15 minutes and increase your score from a 6 to a 7, but we're going to show you what you need to do to increase that score from a 6 to a 7.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, first of all, guys, the first thing you're graded on is fluency and coherence. All right. So basically that's, can you keep talking and do you use linking words? In order to get a 7 here for this category, you must be flexible with your linking words. Okay. Use a variety of linking words correctly. Usually correctly. So this is a case of in part 3, you need to use more high level linking words. Show the examiner that you can organize your ideas. In part 2, actually also organize by time, subsequently, consequently, after this, eventually, at long last. These phrases are interesting. In part 3, use high level linking words. However, nevertheless, on the other hand, moreover.
What about in part 1? Should we use them in part 1? 2? What do you think? More casual one?
No.
These, okay. Just in 2 and 3.
In part one, you're just being natural. So you're just using easy conjunctions.
Just warming up.
And or but.
Good.
So yeah. So don't worry about this part in part one, really.
Perfect.
And so the other half is your ability to keep talking, right? So a student who gets a 6 here will have a couple times where they say, a couple things like that on the test. A 7 student is not going to hesitate. Wow. A 7 student has no difficulty keeping going.
Okay.
All right. So this is a question of confidence, fluency practice. Just practice opening your mouth and talking. Really. You just need to practice getting those words out there because it is a question of confidence here. Okay.
Yeah. That's huge. And that's where that practice has to come in, right? Finding a native partner to practice with on a regular basis, guys. You really can't get around
this. Exactly. Exactly. What also helps here is if you have, some speaking models, like in our course, we give you lots of like model speaking answers, right? So if you guys can find some model answers and seriously just copy it word for word, just read it out loud to yourself, record yourself, look in the mirror, say it out loud. That is also going to give you the confidence to increase your fluency. Okay. It's a great exercise. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Vocabulary. This one, you know, is actually, well, I think it's actually kind of easy. Okay. To really move up to
how
that
is it
7.
Easy?
So again, flexibility. You need to show the examiner flexible vocabulary. So we do some of our coolest episodes, I think, is when we talk about idioms related to IELTS topics. I love those. Lindsay and I love making those episodes. They're super fun.
We love those because we goof around all the time. We do phrasal verbs and idioms and expressions, and we just give you guys the answers, really. We give you phrasal verbs that you can use if you get those topics. Now, go back to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and type in work, right? That's one that we did a few weeks ago. Type in sports.
Yeah.
That's another.
The sports one is good.
What else have we done?
Did we do travel?
We've probably done one on food. Travel. Yeah. Type those things into the search bar. You guys will find those episodes. Those episodes are like gold for you
guys. I mean, that is those episodes, that is how you can push yourself up to a 7 for vocabulary. Okay. You need to write down the ones that you like. Write down the idioms you like, maybe one or two from each episode, not all of them, just one or two from each episode, and then practice using them again and again until they are stuck in your head and you can, you know, say them without a problem. Okay.
Yeah. So our episodes are the first step, and then practicing them is obviously the next step. You can't just listen and expect to spit them out on the test. That's right.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Language doesn't magically go into your ears and then pop out of your mouth perfectly whenever you want.
I wish it did.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be so cool.
So that's how you push yourself up to that 7. Being flexible, being specific, and using interesting vocabulary, slang in part 1, idioms in part 1 and 2 and 3. Okay. All right. Awesome. Cool. Now grammar. Honestly, guys, it is so hard to get a 7 for grammar. I seriously think it's pretty much impossible for a lot of students.
Wow. That's so interesting. Yeah.
It's, you know, but luckily you don't need a 7 in every category. Okay. Yeah. You don't. You can get a 6 in grammar. As long as you get that 7 or that 8 in the other 3 categories, your score is still going to be at least a 6.5. You know, 7.5. It's fine. So this is, oh, I wish I could give you some easy advice like the other sections, you know, but I can't. Because the descriptor for a 7 is that a majority of sentences are error free. Or no, let's see, error free sentences are frequent. Okay. I've been studying Spanish forever. I can't even do that yet. You know, that's really hard. So again, just make sure you have a variety of sentence structures. Don't worry about your mistakes. You can have lots of mistakes and still get a 6. Okay. Yeah, the difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead, Lindsay.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
The difference between a 6 and a 7 for grammar is huge. This is the biggest difference in all the descriptors. Like, to make that jump takes, you know, years, maybe. Like, improving your grammar is so hard.
Yeah, it's so hard. And in our course, we really break it down for you guys. We show you what you do need to spend your time on. We show you those sentence structures, those advanced sentence structures that you do need. So guys, to find out more about our course, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and there's a video on the homepage so you can get into your trial account. But another thing that we've talked about is not taking your normal idea about grammar, right? Not taking the old way of learning prepositions, little prepositions, not taking that into the test. Reconsidering the way you learn grammar, right? That's something that we talked about. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, spending your time trying to improve your grammar is not the way to improve your IELTS score, okay? It takes too long. Spend your time on the other three things you can improve. I can't say quickly because it's not like you can improve this in a day or two, but compared to grammar, it is quick.
Yeah.
You know, improving yourself, fluency, coherence, vocabulary, pronunciation, making that jump to a 7 or 8 is reachable in a short amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And we did an entire episode on this topic a few months ago. That was a great episode. And we may have ruffled some feathers there for traditional teachers who are used to teaching traditional grammar for the IELTS, but we don't care. So go to That's right, guys. So go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type grammar into search bar on the homepage and you'll find that episode and others where we've talked about our grammar philosophy when it comes to IELTS. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the last thing, guys, and this is something you should put your time into because you can increase your pronunciation score a lot easily. Okay. And easily, because I say easily because it's fun. This is a fun thing to improve. Yeah. So I think it's easy, you know? again, it's not quick. It's not in a day or two. But it's definitely reachable, definitely possible. So in order to get a 7, the examiner has to have no problem understanding you, okay? You can still have a bit of your accent, but it doesn't affect your intelligibility. It doesn't affect my comprehension as an examiner at all, okay? So it means it's easy for me to listen to you.
Well, that's good to know. So we can drop the idea that we need to have a perfect accent, right? Because a lot of our listeners, I know, feel like they don't speak like a native. They don't have that accent. Guys, you don't need that. You just need to be understood. Okay.
Exactly. So that first thing, that's the accent. Okay. And then the second thing is the intonation and stress. Listen to our episode about being a drama king, drama queen. This is seriously how you can get that 7, put emotion in your voice. And, you know, if you manage to impress the examiner, relax the examiner, tell a joke or two, smile, the examiner's much more likely to give you an 8 for pronunciation. The pronunciation is really the most room the examiner has to sort of not cheat, but, you know, really push your score up if they like you. And I really shouldn't say that, but this is your chance, okay? Imagine if you get an 8 for pronunciation, okay? That just like erases that 6 for grammar, right? That just brings that up. So, you know, spend your time on what you can improve quickly. Fluency and coherence, vocabulary.
Yeah, be a human being. Put feeling in your voice. Like, care about what you're actually saying. Share stories in the speaking part that you actually care about so it will come across that you care.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just don't cry. Just don't share sad stories. Sadly enough, I've seen that a few times and it is the saddest thing because it always happens in part two because somebody tells a story about their parent that passed away or like something horrible, like something seriously horrible. And then this person is ruined for part three and cannot talk. Like it is.
And maybe people are for pity points or something. I don't know what people are doing.
Doesn't work.
No.
Does not work. So no sad stories, okay? Keep it fun. Keep it light.
Keep it easy. Keep it flexible.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah. So guys, we've just told you how to push that speaking score up. So listen to our other episodes that we recommended, and find those other resources we talked about. Cause again, this isn't the be all end all. Yeah. This is the beginning of the advice. You also need materials. This is the starting point.
So if you guys want to take it further, check out our course, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and get into the trial. All right. Cool. So Jessica, let's finish up for today. This has been good and right on target. Cause I think a lot of our listeners are going to take this episode and run with it. It's big. Yeah. Huge.
Yeah, it's huge. We're
changing the world. We're changing the world. Take care of that. Love it. Love it. All right. I'll see you soon. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.